OK, we'll take more calls in a moment. 0345 6060 973. And this week with Virgin Media Business, we're finding out how to turn a great idea into a successful business. Hearing about the challenges faced along the way is thanks to Virgin Media Business's Voom 2016 campaign, where you can pitch to Richard Branson for the chance to win a share of £1 million in prizes to start up or grow your business. And today we're joined by Chris Sheldrick, founder of What Three Words and a semi-finalist in last year's competition. Hello, Chris.
Hi there, Clive.
Hi, thanks for coming in. So tell us about What Three Words then. What does it do?
Well, What Three Words is a global address system, and I thought about making a global address system because I got really frustrated with addresses for 10 years. I used to work in music, and the musicians who worked for me always struggled to kind of find the entrance to our gigs. And we've all been there. We put an address in our sat-nav and it says you've reached your destination and you actually haven't. You're next to a lamppost. So what we did is we cut the world into 3 metre squares, and we thought, well, if we can name each 3 metre square with something really easy, we could use this instead of a conventional address. And we thought about it, and we realised there were enough combinations of three words in the dictionary, like table, chair, spoon, that you can actually uniquely name every 3 metre square on the planet. So that's what we made. There's a website and an app called What Three Words, and you can find your front door, and it will have three words like toffee branched pyramid. You give that to someone else, they type it in, and it's a new address system.
Amazing. And how did you get it off the ground then as a business?
Well, I mean, I put the idea to a friend of mine who is a kind of mathematician and a languages person. We came up with the idea together, and we went out there for a small amount of money, really, just to get a logo and a website together. And that came from friends and family investment. But, you know, of course, back then you have to do a whole lot of stuff yourself. You know, for one thing, I needed to go, well, which words are we going to use? So I sat down with an Oxford English Dictionary, 40,000 words, and reviewed each one myself and said yes to some and no to others. But, you know, we got the friends and family investment in. And fortunately, people really bought into this idea. They thought, yeah, that could work. And then I got people calling me going, you know, are you the three words guy? Because I might like to invest in this idea. And that's really how we all got it going.
And did you find, we were just talking about the amount of support that's out there. Was there a lot of support and help for you?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that we found was the government's SEIS and EIS schemes, which give early stage investors between a 30 and 50% rebate on their investment in you. So we found a lot of people were really eager to invest in new ideas because they got that back from the government. And it was really private investors with a big vision who came and supported us and said, look, we're going to do this. We believe in you and the idea. And they backed us.
I mean, the whole idea is an amazing challenge. But what's been the biggest kind of hurdle or challenge that you've had to face?
Well, I think with something like ours, when it's a new system and a new way of doing things, a lot of people can say, well, isn't it? It's not the way we used to do something. So when we tried to get the first few apps, navigation apps, to integrate our system, they'd say, the first thing they say is, well, who else is doing this? Where else can you type this? And of course, at that stage, the answer is, well, nowhere. So you have to find the guys who say, well, we want to be first on this. We love it so much, we want to be first. But that's how you've got to sell it. You've got to say, do you want the opportunity to be the first one to integrate What Three Words in your app? And when you find those kind of ambitious innovators, early adopters, that's how you crack it. But I think that was certainly our biggest challenge, is working that out. And when you've got a new system, you've got to find people who want to grab it.
For people who are listening now and thinking, I've got an idea, I want to do the same thing, what sort of advice would you have for them?
Well, I think dream big, because it'll get people interested. You've got to have something which is a talking point. But at the same time, don't be afraid of those ideas which are going to change people's behaviour. I mean, I remember the early days, companies like Airbnb struggled to get investment because the investor said, that's creepy that someone might kind of stay in your house. And the same with us. I mean, we're now telling you your address might be table, spoon, cabbage. You know, the word cabbage is not normally part of your address, but we're saying it is. But you've got to talk to people who go, well, that's cool, and that's actually a great thing. I think it's actually crazier that we type in a postal code that was invented in the 50s and 60s to sort mail into modern devices. So I think you've got to find people who are prepared to be independent thinkers and give your idea a chance and get those guys behind you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed. Really interesting, Chris. Thank you for coming in. And thanks to Virgin Media Business. Find out more about their Voom 2016 campaign at lbc.co.uk. Let's get back to some calls. And Aisha's been waiting in Hendon. Hello, Aisha.
Hello, Ian.